Hello, what's up, everyone? My name is Josh. I'm your push coach. So freaking excited for this episode. So I was speaking the other day for a team call for some friends of mine that are in one of my programs. They're in a company called Plexus. They reached out. They said, would you want to speak on a team call? And I was like, absolutely. I would love to. It's one of my favorite things in the world. And I was teaching on the subconscious mind. And I was teaching on how basically, until we make the unconscious conscious, it rules our life and we call it fate. And at the end, I offered to do some Q&A and the leader said, Josh, would you be down to coach someone? And I said, absolutely. So we dove in to a powerful coaching session with someone who has been doing this for 7 years and it's still not clicking. It's still not working. And she had some major limiting beliefs about whether or not this was ever going to work. So we dove in to a coaching session. And it was so powerful. Basically, everyone on the entire call was in tears. And I reached out and I said, is there any way we could share this with my podcast audience? Because I really think there's a lot of people that need to hear this. And she said yes. So today, we're giving you a special little behind the scenes coaching from a team call that I did that I really think is going to help you, whether you're someone struggling with this yourself or maybe you're leading someone who is struggling and going through something like this. So I hope you enjoy this episode. I hope it helps you. Don't forget to tag me over on Instagram or Facebook. Let me know where you're listening so I can share that to my stories. And also, two random announcements. I am on a team call tour right now promoting my book, The Best Version of You. If you'd love to have me on a team call, a team training, please reach out either on Instagram or email me info@joshcoats.com. And then also, we have the first several chapters of The Best Version of You now on audiobook. So if you have ordered my book through my website, joshcoats.com, you should be able to go log in on the website and inside your account, you'll have the first several chapters of the book that you can listen to on the go. I will be recording the rest of the chapters here in the next couple of weeks and we'll be adding them as we go. So as long as you got the book through the website, it'll be available there. If you haven't done that yet, you want to get a copy and maybe the thing that was holding you back was that there was no audio version, you can go to joshcoats.com. You can grab it totally free. You just pay for shipping. Okay. I say totally free. You just pay for shipping. I guess it's not totally free. It's free when you pay for shipping. We'll send you the book. You'll also get the audio book and the workshop and workbook that comes with it. Okay. Let's dive into this coaching session. Cannot wait.
Do you want somebody to raise their hand who wants to be coached?
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
All right, guys. Who's going to be brave and take one for the team? You know what I'm looking at is the woman who said, I have four daughters and I got to pay for a wedding. And she shows up to everything. And she's dying inside right now. But Esther, I really wonder if this would be the tweak. Mm. The tweak. And I love you. It.
Okay, I'll take it. I'll cry at the prize or something, but that's all right. I'll go.
Esther, if you don't cry, I didn't do my job. Okay.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
All right. What's the biggest struggle for you right now when you think about what you really, really, really want? What's the biggest belief that's just like punching you right back in the face?
I've been here for a long time, like 7 years, and absolutely love the company, the community, the products, everything. But business goes uphill. And I realize that, but I'm not where I want to be. That's basically what it was. Okay. What it is. So.
Okay. So let's go through this. And thank you, Esther. Seriously, thank you. Because I promise you're not the only one feeling this way. You're not the only one going through this. And I don't say that to belittle what you're going through. I say that to let you know no one on this call is like, what a weirdo. That's the strangest thing. Probably several people on this call are like right there with you. And you being willing to let me take you through this is literally going to change their life too. So thank you. Okay. So we've got a fact. Okay. And the fact is you have been with Plexus for 7 years. Now, what's interesting about that is the first thing you said, it came up to my notes, was I've been here a long time. Is that a fact?
Yep. It's
technically not. Because someone else has been here 15 years. 7 isn't very long at all.
That's true.
So it's a long time to the person who's new, to the person who's been here 2 years. But unless it is literally the same to everyone, it is not a fact. Mm. Therefore, that I've been here a long time is technically one of the subconscious stories you are kind of holding on to. Does that make sense? So the story, the fact is you've been here 7 years. The story is I've been here a long time. And I'm going to ask you, and just be honest, okay? There's no tricks here. I don't need you to try to put a positive spin on it. We are in the perfect spot right now. What is wrong with the fact that you've been here for so long?
Nothing. I mean, nothing's wrong.
Why did you express it as a negative thing?
Probably because I've seen people come and go in my business, and I've also seen a lot of people with major success, and obviously those that don't have success, and then they just come and go. Like, you know, I feel like 7 years is a long time to be committed to a company, because I've seen so many people just jump ship, you know, like after like a year or something. And they're like, mm-hmm. This isn't for me. Okay. They're not committed to it or something. And So I don't know. I guess it, you know, it really is not negative in the sense that, because I mean, for me, I'm a Plexus lifer because it has literally changed like the health of my family, myself, you know, and everything. And so that to me is not the long part. It's just, I think the business part, I feel like by 7 years, most people have hit the higher ranks, you know?
Yeah.
And so I feel like maybe that's where that negative feeling comes from.
Yes. That's the big story, is most people, because that's definitely not a fact. I promise you, I have worked with enough people in the last 9 years in so many different network marketing businesses. There's not a single company I've ever come in contact with where most people hit the higher rank. One of the reasons for that is literally what I'm teaching today. Okay. It's not that it's not possible. It's not that there's anything bad or wrong with the company or the industry or the products or any of that. It's just that most people don't. Okay. Now, most people have hit the higher ranks. What feelings does that create?
Like, what am I doing wrong? Mm-hmm. And I don't know, that I should be able to figure this out. And especially because, I mean, I feel like I've had a lot of training and I've heard a lot of good things from a lot of different people, mm-hmm. and great business leaders, and even within the company and outside of the company. And yet I don't know. It's just something that I think is holding me back as far as just fully going for it. I don't know. Yeah. Like,
stick with me on the feelings. Stick with me on the feelings, because what the brain tries to do is wander off into 32 other stories so that we can't actually get to the point. And it's okay. You're not doing anything bad or wrong. It's what the human brain literally is trying to sabotage the path that we're on. So let's just stay with the feelings. The feelings are, what am I doing wrong? I should be able to figure this out. To me, if I had to explain that in feelings, kind of feels like guilt and shame. Am I right about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you think to yourself, most people have hit the higher ranks, what am I doing wrong? I should be able to figure this out. And you feel guilt and shame. What kind of actions do you normally take?
I've had different reactions. Responses.
Give me a normal in general, when you're feeling guilty and shameful about the fact that everyone else is here and you're down here, what kind of actions that you generally lead to?
I just kind of shut down, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
But I've also had the reaction of like pushing through as well, like because I have seen mm-hmm. it work, like
yeah.
for folks, even if you are in a season of discouragement or mm-hmm. whatever, that I've seen other folks like mm-hmm. push through with action, you know? Yeah. So I've done that too, but then that ends up like almost like I'm fighting against just burnout all the time.
Yeah.
When I do that. So that's
what it's like to fight yourself.
Yeah. So yeah.
So I mean, what do you think the results are that you manifest when sometimes you kind of shut down, but other times you push through and feel burned out? What kind of results do you end up getting?
I don't recruit as much. It's not that I don't show up like to these calls or anything like that, because I mm-hmm. feel like that is always feeding into and encouraging me.
Yeah.
But as far as like implementation,
yeah,
I just get this feeling of like overwhelm because mm-hmm. I just don't
yeah.
take a next step. You know what I mean? Like I just yep. get paralyzed because I'm like, yep. oh my gosh, I have so much work to do. Like so much work on myself, so much work yep. on my business. I have so right. much to do for this business for me yeah. to push forward instead of just,
right.
just taking that next step, I think is where
yeah.
I have a hard time.
So let's pause and look at this together, everyone. Okay. I want you, everyone here to notice this because this is something that I've seen a lot, and this is zero judgment or shame toward you, Esther. It's something that so many people do. Notice how she's talking about how sometimes she's just so overwhelmed that she just paralyzes and shuts down, right? Other times pushes through, it ends up burned out. And then she said something that's really important that I really want to highlight here. She said, I'm still showing up. I'm here on all the calls. I'm just not following through as much on the action. This is a really dangerous story to accidentally grab onto, which is to think about all of the time and energy and work you're putting in to learn and grow. If it's not turning into aligned action in the business, because that's where we literally get in this weird space where we're like, I'm showing up and doing all the work for 7 years, but it's not working for me. And the reality is, and again, I don't mean this in any judgmental or shameful way, Esther. I really don't. I promise you. I have nothing but love for you today, okay? But based on what you just said you actually do on a day-to-day basis, I would not say that it's factual to say you're showing up and doing the things.
Mm.
Does that make sense? Now, yeah. It feels like you are because the amount of time and energy you've put in it, maybe even money, maybe even investing in things, whether it's, you know, traveling to a team or company event, feels. And so if we're not careful, we accidentally judge ourselves incorrectly. And we say, I've put in this much time and this much energy and this much effort, and it only got me this. Which leads to a couple dangerous places. One, if I want to get this, how much work and energy and effort is that going to take? Oh. That's one of the dangerous things. The other dangerous thing is that we start to, again, think, I must not even be capable if I put in this much work and only got this. But it's very important for us to first, this is a step of ownership, is to say, I have not put in all of this right work. I've just put in a lot of work.
Mm.
It's kind of the difference between going to the gym every single day for 6 years and kind of experimenting with different things versus getting on a specific program and following the program for 6 years. Those are two totally different paths. Does everyone see what I'm talking about? How many of you can relate to that? Like I really do feel like I've done all the things. But if I'm being super honest and I go look at the time and energy that I spent, a lot of it was spent on things that don't actually make more sales or get more people to my team. That makes sense? I built my business to six figures working like 2 hours a day because I came up with a list of things to do every day that would get me more paying clients. And anything else that came up, I just said, I don't care. But you should have, I don't care. But you should do, I don't care. But you should, I don't care. I literally don't care. I have 2 hours a day. When I get home from detailing cars, I tell my kids I need 2 hours in my office. And after that, we will play outside all night long. And I will literally give you every second of attention I have if you'll give me these 2 hours. So when it comes to those 2 hours, I better do the right things, or at least as much as I know is the right things, or I ain't touching it. I don't even care. Yeah, but you should have pretty graphics. I don't care. No one has ever wrote me a check for my pretty graphic. The only thing I've ever got paid for is creating some type of an awareness of who the hell I am and then actually reaching out and having a conversation with them. That's about it. So I'd come home from work and for 2 hours, I would take a little bit of time, read some personal growth, do my affirmations, and then I would go make a post and go talk to people. And that was it. I wasn't studying the algorithm, didn't care. I wasn't spending 30 minutes on a reel, didn't care. Thank God stories didn't even exist back then. Just like make a singular post, go talk to people. That was it. That simple. Now, with all of that being said, that was almost its own little mini training. Let's go into the heart space. Okay. Does everyone now see why it's important to go through the head? If I just tried to go straight into the heart and be like, okay, Esther, what's your purpose say? She'd be like, oh, I'm recording, I'm amazing. And we would not have dealt with any of that stuff. And Esther would have felt really amazing. Cause I'm not going to lie. I was born with a motivational gift. I can make Esther feel like $1 million if I want to without using any of the psychology. But she will wake up tomorrow with the same problems because she can't take Josh's energy with her everywhere she goes. That makes sense? So leadership without true coaching just leads to having to hype people over and over and over and over, which is its own form of self-sabotage because you're making it harder than what it needs to be. So the fact is, Esther has been with the company for 7 years. Now, my friend Esther, can I call you my friend now? Is that okay? Let's go to the heart and let's peeksy at this. We've got love, faith, strength, purpose, potential. Now, I'm going to pull a trick here because I'm going to try to keep everyone from having to hang out for like a full on 45 minute coaching session. I'm going to try to narrow this down and make it like 10. Esther, do you have any kids?
Yeah.
How many kids you got?
Four girls.
Four girls. I'm going to pull a coaching hack on you. Okay. You said that already, that you have four girls. That's right. You're the one that have four weddings to pay for. Okay. Won't you pretend?
Actually, they don't have any commitments right now.
Let's pretend your oldest daughter wants to be the first female president. Okay. And she has been trying so hard to get involved in local politics. She goes to event after event. She's reading books. She's studying. She's literally doing every single thing that she could possibly know to do to move forward in politics. Okay. But because she's a woman, there's a lot of doors that are getting closed on her before they ever have a chance to even open. And she comes to you and she says, Mom, this is literally my life's dream, but I've worked so hard and I have fought so hard. This isn't working for me. I think I'm going to give up. What do you say to her?
Don't give up. Don't give up. Well, just because I love her, that I want to see her succeed.
Take me deeper.
I just want to see the best life for her. that she would be joyful and purpose-filled. I mean, they're kind of in that space right now, like not really with presidency or whatever, but I mean, you know, my oldest daughter is in college. She's super smart, you know, and she actually has a research internship this summer, and like I see big things for her.
Yeah.
And so just personally, I know that we've had many conversations about following the Lord's will, and the Lord will take her where she needs to, you know, to truly like make an impact for the kingdom. That's really the thrust for us.
Okay. For all of our— That's why I love to let people keep talking, even when I think I have a good answer, because somewhere under one, they have a better one that's even more meaningful and purposeful to them. She said to make an impact for the kingdom. One of my favorite hacks to life coaching is grabbing on to someone's beliefs for their family. And anytime I can throw in faith, it's a double hack. Okay. So let's take this, and let's say the fact is you've been here for 7 years. We're going to borrow the story that you're writing for your daughter. And that is, our new story is to make an impact for the kingdom. And when you are using your business to make an impact for the kingdom, what feelings do you have?
It gives me purpose. I mean, it's like, I don't really know what the feeling is, but I do have a passion for that. I mean, that's why I'm still here to some degree, you know?
So when you want to make an impact for the kingdom, and you feel purpose and you feel passion, and when you are specifically thinking about using this business to make an impact for the kingdom, what actions do you take?
I keep moving forward. I do the things like to talk to more people, and I wake up with that purpose, like to make an impact on those lives. You know, I do believe that the Lord brings people into my life every day that I can somehow bless, you know? Mm-hmm. So.
And when you're waking up every day with that on your mind, with that purpose, and you're moving forward and you're talking to more people, thank you for giving me something very specific, because it is important to come up with specifics. What results do you manifest?
Okay, repeat the question.
When you are moving forward, talking to more people, and waking up with purpose, what results do you manifest?
I start recruiting more.
Oh, that's weird. How does that happen? But what happens when you recruit more?
My business grows.
Weird. What about rank?
That eventually comes, right? With
a rank advance. Yeah. What is this? What is this craziness? Now, do you want to see what's the coolest part of it all? I have a little magic trick. Look at the fact. It says you've been here for 7 years. The story said to make an impact for the kingdom. We manifest that we do make an impact for the kingdom. This is really important, friends. When you grab onto your true heart's purpose and potential, it's almost impossible to even try to measure that with any type of number. Because if you are talking to more people about something you believe makes a difference and an impact for the kingdom, you are making an impact for the kingdom. When you get in your head and are just frustrated about how long you've been here and that it's not working for you the way it's worked for others, you literally go against your own heart's mission of making an impact. And therefore, in my opinion, true success is not making a lot of money. It is living out your heart's purpose in such a powerful way that you can't help but to accidentally make a ton of money along the way. Because when the thing you do that serves your purpose happens to be aligned with a business that pays you to do it, your purpose and your income kind of just naturally go together. But when we accidentally get too focused on just the number or the rank, it's very, very easy to accidentally get in our head about it and look at it through scarcity and think that we're behind, we're not good enough, this is never going to work. And then we accidentally manifest the fact that we are behind and it's not working. Does that make sense, Esther? So I have an affirmation I'd like to write for you, if that's okay. I call these because affirmations. Affirmations are only as powerful as what they're rooted in. Looking in the mirror every single day saying, you're amazing, you're awesome, you're a rock star, doesn't really help if your head is like, no, you aren't, you suck. You have to go through the head, to the heart, connect to this thing. So I like to start with because, and then I fill in the heart voice. I want to make an impact for the kingdom. That was your big one. And I'm going to add a couple more. And God is literally bringing people into my path. I am, let's go to the action you said you would take, talking to more people, taking more action, moving forward, and waking up with purpose. Therefore, I will hit all of my goals because I'm focused on the purpose and will naturally make more sales, build a bigger team, and create the life of my dreams so I can teach others to do the same. If you take that specific affirmation, Esther, that right there will start to reprogram the subconscious. Remember, I told you guys all earlier, the subconscious is a combination of repetition and emotional experience. The repetition is really important, but the reason I needed to use your words instead of mine is because your words come with 100 times more emotion because it literally came out of your own soul. So when I mix the words of your own purpose with repetition, which means I want you to say this 3 times a day for like the next year until it's not even a big deal to talk to more people and wake up with purpose. Because if you do, I promise you, you can literally reprogram your subconscious mind. This is when your whole life changes. When you reprogram the subconscious mind to actually speak out on automation, the voice of your heart, because you've taught it to do so. And then your head no longer sees talking to more people as a dangerous thing. It sees it as the thing it was trained to do. I hope that
total. That did. I'm copying and pasting what you wrote.
Okay. Good deal. Good deal, Fred. Good deal. Thank you so much for letting me coach you, by the way. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you. And thank you for our team too.
All right, Rachel. Well, that's all I got. I hope it was enough.
Pretty sure it was well more than enough, Josh. Oh, a lot of us have to go cry now and write that down on our mirrors in our bathroom. Josh, I feel like what you gave us today was a completion. We've done pieces of this over and over again, but you've like rounded it all the way to the finish line. And I literally have goosebumps. Thank you so much for this morning and taking the time. It really is transforming. So thanks, Josh. I'll stop now and let you get out of here.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And I think, I don't know if you said, but that link gives them a $1 trial to check out the program. So you get 30 days inside my 626 program for $1. After that, it's $77 a month. The price is actually going up this week. So as long as you jump in on the trial now, you'll be locked in at that 77. We're about to mark it up to 130. So you'll be locked in on that as long as you go grab the trial now. And you just, it's just $1 and you can cancel at any time. So if you get in the group and you're like, Josh is full of crap, I don't really like him, you can peace out. No big deal. I won't even know. So thank you, Rachel. Thank you, everyone. Appreciate you so much. Hey, what's up, friends? I am so excited to announce my brand new 6 months to six figures membership. This program was created as basically a best hits version of all of the programs I have done for the last 10 years to help over 40,000 entrepreneurs. And here's why we put together this program, because we have found that so many entrepreneurs out there are struggling, and I mean struggling, with sales and marketing. And the reality is there's almost no one out there actually giving you a blueprint for how to develop messaging that connects and converts. Everyone out there is telling you to show up more, to believe more, to do more, but no one's really teaching you exactly what to do. And so inside the 6 months to six figures, I'm going to be giving you the blueprint to creating powerful messaging that connects and converts. Because I'm a certified life, performance, and leadership coach, we're also going to be doing a ton of work on your mindset, as well as developing your leadership skills so that you can be the kind of person that has full confidence in what you have to offer, but also in your ability to help others once they join you. So if you want to hop into this group, you can get 30 days for free, 30 days free in my new 6 months to six figures program by just clicking on the link that we have right here in the description and in the show notes on the podcast. Hope to see you inside soon.